Queen has come. Tonight is the first evening of spring. And this year, soon after the passage, which was in the morning, the atmosphere gradually changed to become steadily more and more heavy and dense. And this evening, we are now sitting in that density, in that fogginess. Is a little slimy, a little sticky, and it's all around us, and we decide to sit in it. The atmosphere is still as well. A benefit of this fog. And density. Spring first night of spring 2021. A strange, slightly uneasy environment. And there we decide to sit and breathe. That breath is simple. Plain, but breath is slow and tiny, it gives our sitting a pace. And the rhythm of our breath in and out gives us a quality of awareness inviting to more stillness. We're being urged to sit. Just sit and be patient. Patience is required. So a dimmed atmosphere, a dull environment, and the pace of the breath. Our only companion. The night. Balance point, the instability, the wobble, and that stillness we can feel as we are sitting on the earth. The opacity of the environment a buffer, a cushion, a cocoon. Let yourself be in that space and trust that it's the right space to be. Let yourself sit on the earth and feel her warming, comforting presence, her vibration. As we moved from the sign of Pisces to Aries this morning, water gave way to fire. Fire is there. Deep within, the spark of light, the little flame, our eternal divinity, and this is where our focus goes. This is what we give full attention to. The spark, the flame, deep within our hearts, the presence. That eternity that we are, that divinity that we are, the light, within. And this attentiveness this presence this full awareness of the light within. We're being urged to keep quiet and be patient for now. So we sit quietly together, and we give ourselves the gift of presence, the gift of looking after the light. The pristine, the purest light. The origin. The primordial expression of self. We know it, we remember it. We are longing for it. We in the light that we are. And enjoy the radiance, the splendor, the peace. There's no hurry. We are in no hurry. Spring has come, and we're in the fog. In that sticky, steady, darkish fog. In that slimy, sticky density. It is there, and we are with it, fully aware of it, fully present to it, and untouched, unspoiled, radiant, simply shining. Feel the contrast, feel the oneness. Feel the duality and the merger. feel your own breath and the pace of it, and the way your breath connects that light that you are with that weird environment and the way the connection established in a relationship between those two transforms your reality by reuniting what was separate. Keep the light. Protect the light, care for the light that you are. You can coexist and cohabit with the world. You are the world as well. But you shine that light and you hold it and you protect it. That first evening, that precious first evening of spring, is spent sitting quietly and doing nothing. Being present to that light and giving it all your undivided attention. Your divinity and its vibration emanating that light, which in this world shall shine. That light that shines and will shine in that world. In that exact world, nowhere else. That light you hold freely, you own it. You honor it, you stay with it because you like the flavor of the divine to be your fragrance. That light you hold your treasure, it is a beautiful expression of your essence. And as the dark clouds accumulate you focus on the light within. The darker the clouds, the greater the turmoil, the brighter the light. This is how it works. This is what you are expected to be. This is your beingness. No other action is required at this stage. That's why you're being urged to be still to be patient. To be so still that you can replenish, rejuvenate, reorganize your being according to your highest destiny, your best purpose. At the balance point of spring, focus is on purposefully looking after your light and nothing else. So you're sitting in the fog, you're sitting in the density, you're fully aware of the confusion and disorder and chaos and complexity. And you choose simplicity instead. You choose to be sitting still. Just after the big initiation into the spring. As we don't know yet how this spring will unfold, what will be implemented, landmarks of ancient times, times long gone, remains of ancient times. Your light is eternal. Choose now to honor your light. the divine spark of Aries, primary transformation and first form of expression. That spark still dormant in you, and you fully aware. Nothing to be seen yet, nothing to be begun yet. Things moving according to plan, and you, until further notice, still and shining. A dark beginning of the brighter side of the year, when in doubt, keep your pace steady and breathe and sit or walk but be still. Simplicity. Divinity is simplicity. There that authenticity. There letting go of processes. There being there simply. All questions answered or vanished. All desires unborn. Let's be still. And wait. This sovereign waiting, eternally present and patient. That genuine quality of awareness. That makes this space the most precious, the most promising time, space, accomplishment of your life. Use the space wisely. That space is stretchable. That space is mutable. That space is tangibly supporting further growth, inner growth. That's why we sit still in the dark. And that unlikely density, heaviness, clinginess of early spring. The only thing that really matters is that presence and centeredness. From where there result this majestic alignment with Source that gives you the exact input at the time you really need it. Can quit action as a way of living and opt for being. And let action be just the expression of your desire and pleasure. As long as no urge, inner urge, pushes you through, the only movement or action is your own pleasure and to gather momentum, we have to be super still, extremely centered, and that's what we focus on. This gives our light precedence to anything else. Springtime unlike any other one before, where I can only be myself by preserving eternal light in the precious vessel of my human being. This is my greatest talent. This is how I best pay my gratitude and reverence to the I Am Presence. guided, supported, acknowledged, we simply sit that flame in the heart, well exposed and protected. The temple of your heart, the shrine, your divinity and eternity expressing as light. The spark of light about to trigger change. More change. In you, simpler, lighter, brighter, simpler, lighter, brighter. That's how you want to see your life in these coming days. That's how you want to live your life. How you want to witness what is about to happen. No emphasis, no intensity, no endeavor, just being still, bright. But patience is not endurance, it is a precious gift, and it is your talent to offer that to the collective, to the community of beings, to your dear ones, to anyone. In this attentive presence that is patient, there is readiness. But there is no pushing or pulling. Is sitting in confidence, in total faith and surrender, knowing knowing that light, knowing that that light that you are, jointly with myriads of other lights forming the constellations in the sky or the reflections in human communities of light, are about to deliver what they have promised to do, to be, to contribute. In that stillness, you find your peace. In that patience, you have your joy. And that's how we are sitting now together, tall, proud, still. Confident, that light can't be extinguished, that light is eternal, that light is permanent, that light is always shining. What you want to feel tonight and in the coming nights is that you can look after it again and again. Just treasure this amazing capacity you have to hold that light. Shine it. That's your gift to the spring. That the spring's gift to you. Bow in gratitude and honor the present. The depth, the darkness, the thickness, the confusion can never be dominant. The light prevails, you are the light and you own it and hold it. That radiance spreading all around you, harmonizing the entire community. Without you even opening your mouth, without you even thinking about opening your mouth, just because you are there, now, and now, and now. Still, all simple. That's what you are experiencing tonight. That's what you're taking into the night. Thank you for being there. Have a very good evening.